President Mills has, on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, expressed gratitude to the Millennium Challenge Corporation for the confidence it has reposed in the country by selecting Ghana for another compact. He said that projects which the first tranche of $547 million was spent on, especially the George Walker Bush Highway, marks a significant high point in Ghana-U.S. relations. President Mills said this when, together with members of his delegation, held a meeting with some senior executives of MCCE at the Blair House in Washington, D.C. He said the Millennium Challenge Accounts funding of the projects has brought a remarkable improvement in the lives of Ghanaians.
This visit is intended to afford us an opportunity to say thank you, among other things, to the MCC for the confidence reposed in us. Indeed, it is that Ghanaians were very elated when we commissioned the N1 highway, and it was clear evidence of the strong relationship that exists between the U.S. and Ghana. And it was also a signal to our people that the U.S. cares about the improvement in the lives of our people, because the projects which have been undertaken under Compact One are projects which are very important to our people, have helped to improve their standard of living. The NY Highway solved so many problems. So we are coming here to say thank you, and also to see how far we can go with the remaining issues and see our way clear about what we want to do.
President Mills, the Vice President, MCC, Patrick Fine, was happy that Ghana successfully completed most of the projects earmarked. He hoped that government would fulfill the $25 million pledge made to complete a few of the remaining projects.
I want to start by thanking you for the wonderful celebration that marks the completion of the first compact. Our CEO, Daniel Yohannes, came back just completely thrilled with the experience that he had with the achievements of that compact, with the way that those achievements were recognized in Ghana. The experience that he had in Ghana last month at the closing of the first compact, he told me, was the high point of his tenure at MCC to date. So thank you very much for that. It really is a mark of the strength of the partnership between the MCC and the government of Ghana. With respect to the first compact, we continue to be very attentive to the completion of the activities there, and we're looking to that to be finished within this 120-day closeout period. I know that the government of Ghana has already pledged up to $25 million to complete all of the remaining work and to settle all of the remaining claims.
MCC Vice President Patrick Fine.